Welcome back to News and Views all along the News and Views Radio Network. I want to tie in with a United States Senator, John Hovind. Good to have you on, Senator Hovind.
Morning, Joel.
Happy holidays to you. It looks like
Merry Christmas to you.
We're finally going to have a budget. What's going on out there? Are you guys all around the national tree doing the kumbaya, or what's going on here?
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, it's a two-year budget. That's good. We can actually now prioritize spending, find savings and reductions where we need to, and fund the things that are priorities. And so this is important. I don't like everything in this budget. There's some things I'm concerned about that we need to fix. But overall, you know, we've got to get back to having a budget. This is a two-year cycle. And we'll also hopefully create some certainty so we can get this economy going. Part of solving the deficit, obviously, is controlling spending. But we got to get the national economy growing as well.
So what was the catalyst here? What started this? What got us to the point where you're actually going to do a budget?
Well, look, we got to do a budget so we don't end up with another government shutdown. And I think,
but we haven't for a number of years, Senator, right?
What's that?
But we haven't had a budget pass through that the president signed for a number of years.
No, that's exactly right. You know, we've been operating under continuing resolutions, which, you know, just don't work because circumstances change. You got to reprioritize the spending and, you know, make reforms and all that kind of thing. So absolutely, we've been operating under continuing resolutions. I think there's a recognition that we can't have government shutdowns. And, you know, people just, guys like me and others, push and saying, hey, we got to get something done.
Yeah, I get. What don't you like about this deal?
Well, a couple of things. One is in the near years, both for the balance of this fiscal year and the next, it does go above the Budget Control Act limit, and then more than that in savings comes in the later years. I think we should prioritize spending and find reductions and reforms rather than the across-the-board stuff, but that we should have adhered to those near-term caps. All in, it saves more, but in the immediate years, I think we should have adhered to those limits. The other thing is for military retired, now this really doesn't affect the Guard very much, but for military retired, folks that retire before age 62, there's a 1% reduction in their cost of living adjustment, and we've got to fix that. I've already got an amendment in to fix it. I don't like that, and I think we've got to fix it, and I'm going to work to do that.
Senator, I guess if somebody would have told me after the last couple of years that I was going to see Patty Murray and Paul Ryan standing on a stage together saying, you know what, we came to an agreement that will not shut down this government and allows us to move forward with a budget, I would have said, who are you kidding? I mean, this is never going to happen. Something happened in those budget talks. And to me, I personally, and maybe it's my political philosophy, so filter this, Senator, but I think that the government shutdown backfired on the Republicans so bad that the Republicans decided, you know what, let's get a budget deal through and let's fight on other issues because we've got to recognize we only hold one chamber here.
Yeah. You know, I talked at length to Paul Ryan a couple of days ago, went through the things that I think work and the things that need to be fixed and that we need to work on. And, you know, so we talked about that, and I think it's a clear recognition on both sides of the aisle that the American people want us to govern, want to get the job done, want to get budgets in place, want to prioritize the spending, control spending, get some certainty for this economy, get the kind of reforms that will get this deficit and debt under control. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, Joel, but I think it's a recognition really on both sides of the aisle that people want to get this work done. And it's time for folks to figure out how to do it.
And I agree with that. I agree that my side of the aisle needed to recognize that too. That it needed to be to sit there and look at people about making unemployment just something that continually happens. No, unemployment was supposed to be a hand up, not a handout. It was supposed to help you through a rough patch, and if the economy doesn't take off in your area, then you've got to look at other ways. And so I like the fact that the Democrats lost certain items on this, Senator.
Well, that's it. We're going to have, look, both sides of the aisle are going to have to figure out realistic solutions to get at the problems our country faces, and it's long past time to do it. You know, again, there's a lot more to do here, but it's a step in the right direction, and we got a lot more to do.
Is the atmosphere in the hallway or the chamber, and the Senate has always been more congenial. I get that. You guys actually talk to each other. But, you know, you have members of your caucus that tend to lean way further right than what you yourself do. Are the Senator Cruises of the world, you know, are they upset about this deal?
Well, sure. I mean, there's the usual broad spectrum. Some support it and some don't. And there's still a lot of concern about, you know, the nuclear option that was invoked here a couple weeks ago on advice and consent, the confirmation of nominees. So there's still folks that are really very unhappy about that. But at some point, you got to rise above and say, okay, look, this is about getting the people's work done, and we better figure out how to do it. And that takes folks on both sides, you know, saying, okay, ultimately this stuff's going to have to be bipartisan. And so, you know, we have different ideas about how to solve it, but we got to figure out how to come to some solutions to get the work done.
Senator, when the nuclear option was used on the, you know, by the Democrats to end the filibusters on some of these judicial appointments, I said, you know, this is going to come back to bite them big time. But then I saw the vote on one of the first appointees, and it was 91-0. And it left me scratching my head, wondering what your caucus was filibustering about. And I think that the nation, you know, doesn't understand the rule. I'm not going to say, boy, they picked up on the hypocrisy of it all. I'm going to say that I don't think they understand it. And so isn't that more of an in-house thing, Senator?
Well, not really, Joel, because if you look at the numbers, I think that we'd only blocked about four out of more than 1,700 appointments that President Obama put forward. What it does, though, is it tempers both sides, whether it's the Republicans are in control or the Democrats are in control. When you get an appointment, if the person's extreme, you temper that. So when we look at these judicial appointments on the courts, you know, I don't want judges on there legislating from the bench when it comes to any number of things, certainly energy development.
I understand that, Senator, and I like that. I get that. What I was trying to understand, though, was why you guys were blocking one that you ended up voting 91-0 to support.
You know, it really came down to, I'd have to go back and look at the one you're specifically talking about because we deal with a lot of them, but it really came down to the appointments to the D.C. Circuit Court, and, of course, any challenges to Obamacare go through that D.C. Circuit Court.
Okay, so it goes back
and
to
so
the
And I think that had a lot to do with why the administration was really pushing the majority in the Senate to change the rules because they wanted certain judges on that D.C. Circuit Court.
Senator, before I let you go, I know how tight your schedule is. When you do get back on this recess, come in studio and take some phone calls from all the people that listen to you here through News and Views. But do you think this signals a change? Do you think this signals a Congress that can actually work and turn out legislation that America needs?
You know, I hope so, Joel. I hope we can do more. Obviously, there's some very big issues to deal with across the board, and we need to find a way to do it. So I'd be glad to come in studio when we can set it up and take some calls. And yeah, you know, my commitment is to continue to do everything I can to get people together and get the work done.
Senator, thanks for coming on with such short notice today. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thanks, Joel.
You bet. John Hovind, ladies and gentlemen, United States Senator from North Dakota. The